This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Today is the end of an aviation era. The airplane, credited with bringing jet service to most U.S. cities, is carrying passengers for the last time, at least for a U.S. airline. In 1965, Atlanta-based Delta was the launch customer for the DC-9, and Delta is the last remaining U.S. carrier to operate it. WABE's Jim Burris is in the air on that last flight right now, bound for Atlanta. But before he departed, he checked in with us from Minneapolis. Jim, welcome. I imagine it's really cold for that last flight.
Yeah, Dennis. Actually, I'm just going to say I have never experienced negative 18. And I'm anxious to get back to Atlanta where it's a balmy, what, 25?
Something like that. Yes, it's about 21 as we speak now. The DC-9's last flight, obviously it's a plane that's been in service for years and years and years, but what makes this final flight and this particular model more important in Delta's history and in aviation history than, say, some other older plane?
Well, this is kind of the plane when you talk about jet service. You have to think of the first half of aviation history as being on propeller planes, the second half, the jet age, and it was really the DC-9 that brought jet service to most medium, small, and even some large cities that had before then been served by propeller planes. You know, they're really good for short hauls, so for an hour, two-hour flight or less. And, you know, you hear the word workhorse over and over again, and that's really what the DC-9 has been, not just for Delta, even though it was a launch customer in 1965, but really for all airlines.
And is there anything being done, especially with this last flight, to make sure that it goes well, especially with the cold weather?
Yeah, actually, I spoke to DC-9 mechanic Tom Wilkins, and, you know, he's all bundled up. He's got on this bright yellow coat, and he told me if he gets a call from Atlanta, he has to go out and service the plane, and he's ready.
Dealing with cold, we get phone calls from Atlanta telling us to work on airplanes outside, and you got to go outside and do it. You got a heater with you, and you spend outside as much as you can trying to get the airplane out on time.
And as you get ready to leave, there are probably a lot of passengers who have some perhaps long experience with the DC-9.
And we're hearing those stories. It's kind of heartwarming. Over on the wall, there is a banner that has a Delta DC-9 retirement printed on it. And people are going up and they're actually writing what their memories are, their experiences with the DC-9. And, you know, so there are a lot of nostalgia buffs here. This has been an aircraft that's not just played an important part in Delta's history, but really in aviation history. And it means a lot to a lot of people. One that I heard from was a passenger named Dave Kaufman. And he actually asked his mother for a ticket on this last flight for Christmas.
My mom wanted to know what I wanted for Christmas. I said, can you pay for my DC-9 flight that I'm already decided to take?
Nice, and so
thanks,
she did.
Mom. Yeah, God bless her. And my dad, my mom and dad both, yeah.
And Dave, he knows everything about the flights he's taken. He said that he's been on 115 DC-9 flights. This will be number 116, and he's pretty excited. And I asked him, you know, what is the fascination? What is his connection to the plane? And he told me it goes back all the way to the time when he was a kid in Montgomery, Alabama.
Every trip was on a Delta or Eastern or Southern DC-9. It's about all we had in Montgomery in the 60s and 70s was nines, Delta, Eastern, Southern, and then later Republic and all of them. So just a lot of trips on, a lot of memories of growing up and falling in love with aviation, which I work in aviation now. So, you know, it's like the old house you grew up in.
Okay, so Jim, what about the future? One of the questions certainly around the aviation industry as a whole is what happens to service to smaller and mid-sized markets with all of the consolidation going on in the industry, the emphasis on big hubs. Is there going to be anything to keep those cities serviced with planes that are the next generation after the DC-9?
Consolidation has taken service from a lot of smaller areas, but the ones that do survive, they're going to be serviced by mainline aircraft. So not so much the commuter airlines anymore, but mainline aircraft like the MD-88, the MD-90, and the Boeing 717, which are all based on the DC-9. And it's kind of an interesting story where Delta is getting the 717. It's actually from AirTran. So, you know, when we talk about aviation history and mergers and consolidation, it's the story that keeps on telling itself. Southwest won't fly the 717, so it's leasing them to Delta. Delta's going to repaint them and probably fly them on a lot of these DC-9 routes.
Just as a final thought, was there anything about the DC-9 itself? I mean, people think about cars, and there are some like the Volkswagen Beetle that got so much affection from folks. What about the DC-9? Was there anything about the way it was laid out or anything like that that makes people so fond of it?
There are a couple of things. I hear just kind of on the practical side that frequent flyers like it because it's equipped with more first-class seats to coach that ratio, so they have a better chance of being upgraded. But it's a 3-2-seat configuration. There's a less of a chance for you getting stuck in that middle seat compared to, say, a Boeing 737. But it's also the plane itself. I was just talking to a pilot who hires pilots, and she said that for Delta, what they would do is they would bring them in, they would put them in the DC-9 and say, fly. And the reason is because if you can fly a DC-9, you can pretty much fly anything. They don't fly themselves. They're workhorses. They're very predictable and very safe. But it's a test of pilot skills because pilots always have to be on when they're in that cockpit. Speaking of the cockpit, one thing you'll know, if you don't know what else to look for if you're on a DC-9, look at the cockpit, and it's going to be robin's egg blue. A throwback definitely to the 60s.
WABE's Jim Burris in Minneapolis preparing for the last flight of the DC-9, at least for an American airline, as it comes back to Atlanta. Jim, have a safe trip. Hope you don't have to sit in the middle seat, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.